Hello. I'm so glad you stopped by. If you haven't prepared yourself for a deeply erotic and hypnotic trance already, I suggest you take a moment to do so. Pause this recording now if you need to. I really think you're going to enjoy what I've created for you. So why don't you just relax and trust me to take you someplace you've never been before? A wonderful, fantastic place that just might be too good to be true. Yet, we're going to make it true, you and I, simply by slipping gently and effortlessly into a deep, dreamlike state. So what do you say we go on a little adventure, Sound good? All you have to do is kick back and allow me to make my world appear for you. In fact, some distant part of your mind is probably sketching me right now. My face, my body, what I'm wearing, then coloring my hair, my eyes. Just let it do its thing, serenely sketching and painting away, listlessly, emptily, effortlessly. There's no need to focus. Gradually, nuances will come to light as I speak to you. Facial expressions, the movement of my hair, tiny little flashes and constrictions of my eyes, the way my smooth lips shape around soft. Oh, do you think I'm pretty? Why, you're making me blush. I'll assume you found yourself a comfortable position by now, and that you aren't expecting to be disturbed for the next little while. That's good. I'd like to show you just how incredibly powerful my voice can be. Magical, even, if you'll believe it. And I think you will believe it by the time we finish this session. After all, weren't you captivated from my very first word? Couldn't you sense that there was something unique? Something oh so very special about this enchanting voice you're listening to now? You were captivated from my very first word. That's all it took. A simple phrase, and you find yourself being drawn ever closer to me. There's no need to resist, and you find it so easy to just let yourself drift with the gentle flow of my calming speech. Notice the caring, nurturing nature of my tone. Sense how soothing, loving it is. Rest assured, I'm going to take very good care of you. I'm going to gift you an altogether amazing experience. And you have absolutely nothing to worry about. Not a thing. Leave everything up to me. Shh. Listen. Listen to me. Listen to my voice. Perhaps you can barely feel it right now. But begin to notice how you're feeling almost intoxicated through your entire being. Notice the warm, fuzzy feeling it induces in your core. Feel how it radiates through your entire body. Allow this feeling to grow throughout this session. Eventually, it will take hold of you completely if it hasn't already. With my sultry sound, I'm going to gently stimulate, massage all those little muscles around your groin area. In, around, behind your penis. In, around, and behind your balls. I intend to create powerful, scintillating little electrostatic waves that will make you fucking burst. If you want it. That's just a little seed for your sleepy, subconscious mind to peruse in its own time. Let my voice cloud your thoughts. Those thoughts that are unnecessary right now. Feel them fade. You can always get back to them later. Make a little room for what's happening right now and give over to enjoying it. My voice will guide you, comfort you, and protect you. It is within you and envelops you entirely. Would you like to come with me? Does that sound okay? We're just going to take a little time to slow you right down now. Let's get you into that peaceful, blissful state so that you can experience all the beautiful scenes that I really want to show you. You'll be able to see everything naturally without any effort at all, merely by relinquishing all of those unneeded cares and tensions, just for a little while. You're going to like what I have in store for you. I think you're going to like it a great deal. Give in to me. Give in and let me give you pleasure. Try to slow your breathing. Just take a deep breath and let it out evenly. There's no need to question whether you're doing it correctly or not. I'm not testing you. I'm merely making some suggestions that might help you enhance the experience. Simply let your breathing slow down and deepen in a way that's comfortable for you, and you can take it that you're doing it right. I'll give you a moment to find your own pace. Okay, that's excellent. Just carry on breathing calmly and easily. Now, I'd like us to work out any tension you might be holding in your body. I'll start by massaging the top of your head. Fingers splayed, I'm gently working small circles, each fingertip sending a gentle warmth down through your scalp, all the way down your body to your feet. It's so relaxing. Doesn't that feel good? It feels so nice. Mind-melting relaxation. I'm moving to your forehead now. Feel how it droops into that melting relaxation. Feel that pleasurable melting down each side of your face. Let everything fall away now as I gently move my fingertips in small, soft circles over your temples. All that tension just falling away. That calming warmth still radiating inwards and trickling all the way down your body. I'm moving my hands down your jaw now. Feel it drop slightly as it releases and unravels. You're doing well, relaxing nicely for me. That's it. Feel my fingertips trail around to the back of your neck. It feels really, really good to just let it all go, doesn't it? Just let yourself slowly melt into your bed. That's it. My hands are kneading your shoulders now. Oh, I can tell you're just loving this. You're feeling so very relaxed. So peaceful and still. All the muscles in your back begin to unfurl and soften as that delightful warmth continues to trickle down. all the way down, down each arm now, inching down towards the forearms and down to your hands. So good, soft and warm, a soothing that comes straight from my heart. Let me pay a little extra attention to your chest. My warm, soothing hands continue working, loosening all those muscles in such a pleasurable way. Down your stomach and the thighs, so warm and relaxed. Down, down, calves just unraveling now. You're feeling so good, so completely at ease, deeply relaxed, so soft and warm now. Just enjoy it. Finally, the soles of your feet. Feel my hands relieve you of the last stubborn little pockets of stress trying to hide in your muscles. Just sucking it all out through the pad of your heels. Every bit gone. Good. You're nicely relaxed for me now. Just let all of your thoughts drift by idly, like leaves in a slow-moving stream, slowly flowing and lazy. I softly place my palm on your chest, just over your quieting heart. You can feel the warmth emanating from it. I'm looking over you tenderly with so much love in my eyes. I think you're ready to go into trance if you'd like to come with me. I'm asking you to please trust me. Do you think you can trust me? Thank you. I'm so happy to hear that. I'm really looking forward to giving you this extra special treat I've prepared just for you. My aim is to give you a positive experience and to make you feel so good. If, however, you do want to leave this trance for any reason at all, simply open your eyes at any point. I really do hope you'll stay with me for the duration. I tried really hard to reconstruct your fantasy just the way you'd like it. So, will you come along with me? Fantastic. Imagine you're lying on a plump, white bed in the middle of a clearing in the woods. It's the kind of bed you just sink right into. This is my magic bed, and it's going to bring you right to my boudoir of unfathomable delights. Magic, you might ask? Didn't I tell you I can do magic? Well, I can. I'm a very clever girl, you know. Besides, you're entering my world now, remember? And this is most definitely not Kansas. You're sinking into that soft, puffy bed. You casually notice that you aren't wearing anything. Not a stitch. You don't need to be embarrassed or uncomfortable. No one is going to find you here. And no one but me, of course. It is a most idyllic summer's day, one of those rare days when the temperature is absolutely perfect and the powder blue sky's sparkling clarity inspires such calm as you drink in the pristine air from her cup. You have a perfectly happy, perfectly contented feeling. You know that feeling when everything's right with the world and everybody likes you? And you have even more to feel good about. You know that very soon you'll be seeing your favorite girl, me. As though you are making your way to my house, happy-go-lucky you, anticipating the transpiration of a good and exciting time. You're just feeling really good about yourself. Enjoy this feeling because you deserve to. The lightest breeze washing softly through the leaves and distant birdsong blend into a sound that further lulls you. You sink deeper into the bed, and deeper still. You're sinking through my magic bed. It's supposed to do that. Just relax and let it happen. Let it all just happen from here on out. I've organized everything perfectly for you. Shh. Happy trails, cowboy. Come to me. 10. You've come through the portal and you can vaguely sense that you're just floating, drifting downwards. Feel the love I have for you as you continue to drift downwards through a tunnel of soft pink cloud. Fuzzy pink marshmallow all around, nurturing that good feeling within you. You're in the space between our worlds. It feels really good just sailing on down gently like you are. 9. I'm guiding you straight to me. You don't have to think at all. Falling as slow as a feather, straight down. Merrily, merrily, gently down that stream. Shh. That's it. 8. Down, down, ever further. It's like a door is unlocking in your mind. This is your pleasure center here. And soon you're going to be redefining the very boundaries of just how far your pleasure can reach. And I'm going to have so much fun showing you just how you can feel in this place. Go deeper. That's right. 7. You may have been skeptical at first, and that's okay. You're starting to believe now, right? I'm watching over you as you approach closer and closer. I can't help forming a slightly mischievous little grin. Is that mean? I'm sorry. I'm really a nice girl. It's just, you have no idea. Yet. Gently falling still. So very peaceful. 6. You will see everything I describe to you. There's no need to strain your imagination trying to picture my words. Let go of everything and open your mind. Just listen to me and let your subconscious mind provide everything you'll need. It's really an infinite warehouse you have there, you know. All my vivid images and arousing sensations are already in there. All stored in the same place you keep your dreams. And down you go, deeper for me. 5. You will feel the wonderful sensations I want to give you. Have you ever heard that old chestnut, that your mind is your most powerful sexual organ? Consider that for a moment. There is so much potential in there, don't you think? Open your mind to new possibilities, and you might just be surprised. Very, very pleasantly surprised. Drifting down. 4. I want to make you feel exceptionally good and give you an awe-inspiring experience. Will you let me in? Will you let me pleasure you? Oh, good. Come to me, sweetie. Come on down. 3. That's it. You're doing a fantastic job going all the way into this deep trance for me. I like it. Doesn't it feel really nice? Just a little bit deeper for me now, okay? 2. So relaxed now. I love the look on your face. You look so content. So peaceful. I can even make out that faint smile you're wearing. It's adorable. This is the last time I'll ask, I promise. But do you think you could come down just a teeny bit deeper for me? And one. Perfect. You touch down on your feet so very gently. I'm so glad you made it. That's my door right in front of you. I'm waiting for you on the other side. Watch as the door eases open for you. Just for you. Now that you're in our secret parlor, I have just one more suggestion before the show begins. It might just so happen that, at some point, a single word or a single sexy sound I make is going to break the camel's back, so to speak, and critical mass will be inevitable. Every word and sound I impart is progressively leading towards that. In other words, I'm going to make you come. You don't have to resist. If you feel like you want to come, then come. Simple as that. That's it. That's the last thing. It's okay to come if and whenever you want to. So just lie on back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Sweetie, I'm ready to come in now. You have to promise you won't laugh, okay? Okay, here goes. Promise you won't laugh. So, hi. I know the whole nurse thing's kind of a stupid cliche, but ta-da! What do you think? Do you like it? Oh my god, say something. You hate it. Oh, come on now. Somehow I don't believe it's the sexiest thing you've ever seen. Although, it is ridiculously tight. I will tell you though, I am loving how my boobs look in this. That top button looks like it's gonna pop. Actually, they all look like they could pop at any second, huh? This neckline's so low, you can make out some of my lacy red bra. See? You really like it? Well, your eyes were like saucers when I first came in. I didn't know what you were thinking. Aw, you're so sweet. You're a liar, but a sweet one. I love you. So, I'm really glad we had that talk the other day. And you know, when we talked about, well, things we liked and trying some new things, remember? You big jerk, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, what is it about nurses? Right. It's really slutty nurses we should be talking about here. Now I get it. These platform heels are kind of scandalous, aren't they? So shiny and red. I couldn't stop giggling when I was getting them. And I think we've already established how you feel about thigh highs. Here, I'll show you. Nice and white. And look, cute little red bows at the top, see? They feel really smooth, too. You like? Stop it. You're such a liar. You're so full of crap. But I love it when you tell me I'm beautiful. The makeup isn't too much, is it? Extra slutty, just for you.
like my shiny red lips? Not very subtle. And neither are you right now. I can tell you're liking it. I did my nails to match, too. See? Okay, okay, you love it. I get it. And I'm glad because I want to look so sexy for you. And I kind of feel so, so sexy. So sexy. Okay, sweetie. You just stand right... Just scooch this way a little. Right there, okay? And don't move at all. Not your arms or anything. All you have to do is stay just like that, okay? And don't move, don't say anything, just stay. Stay. Good dog. And don't laugh. Actually, here, I'll start behind you. Just give me a second. I gotta get into character. Okay. I'm not. Okay. Scratch that. I'll start again. I'm not that girl you think you know. So who am I? Or more importantly, what am I going to do to you? Oh, I'm going to blow your mind. I think I know how to turn you all the way on. What are you thinking? Are you starting to feel just a teensy, weensy bit nervous? Be careful what you wish for, sweetheart. You might just get it. Oh, why, you're practically trembling. Oh, I don't mean to make you uncomfortable, honey. Just one tiny little scratch on the back of your neck. And you almost jump out of your skin. And what would happen if I just come around front of you and just slide my leg in slowly between your thighs? Am I a tease, little old me? Get your fucking hands off me, sweetheart. And you'd better take a breath before you pass out. Now, where was I? Oh, my, my. Now get your eyes off my chest and look at me while I'm talking to you. Look into my eyes. I am going to tease you ferociously, and you are just going to have to take it. All of it. And whatever you do, you'd better not come. I mean it. Now, do I make myself clear? You're obviously quite excited there, to say the least, mister. Now remember what I said. I want you to really bear that in mind. Don't you come. Trickling, slippy lube. Trickling all over your cock. Oh, how would it feel if I sent my hot little hand just gliding down your cock? Oh, that must feel really, really good, doesn't it? And my other hand chasing right after it like this? Oh my. Slipping and sliding all the way down and all the way down. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's got you quite excited, hasn't it, boy? I love the way that messy dick feels in my hands. It's so sloppy, so slippery. One after another, head to base. One after the other, stroking you so sensually. I can only imagine how that makes you feel. Starting to go a little crazy, Oh, yeah, that's it. Feels so good. Doesn't that feel good? Oh my god. Oh, you like that? I know you like that. Oh, yes, I know you do. I'm really piling up all that pressure, huh? And there's no release for you because you can't come. Think about it. What will happen when it just gets to be too much? You'd better hold on to that seething volcano, angrily churning in your balls. Each gentle stroke, just aggravating an already precarious situation. You'd better hold on, mister. What's the matter? Is it getting a little too intense for you? My gaze locked on yours. My pretty eyes peering right through you. While my hands slide down and down and down. One after the other. How bad do you just want to let it all go? Just let it all spill, pour out of you? How bad, huh? Tell me how bad. No. Are you starting to struggle already? Well, I'm not gonna give you a break. You're just gonna have to find a way to hold on. Keep that load from shooting all the way across the room. Don't come. Don't you come. Why am I doing this to you? How could I be so mean? Does it make me a bad girl? Who is this nasty bitch who's got a hold on your cock, What do you think? Am I a bad girl? A cruel, dirty whore? So what does it make me if I torture you like this and I love every second of it? Yes. Oh, and this is torture, isn't it? No. Don't you come. I'm not going to take my eyes off yours for a second. Even as I hunker down and I part my red lips, glossy and glistening. I part my lips just a little right in front of the head of your cock, still stroking you. One after the other, head to base. You've all but completely lost your mind, while I remain perfectly composed, cool and collected, in total control. Oh God, how does it feel when I blow gently on the head of your cock? And then another little kiss to your penis? Am I going to take you in? That's all you can think about, isn't it? Am I going to suck your fucking cock? I don't want your dirty fucking wad in my face right now. so you'd better not come. Am I going to hover here all day? Or am I going to fucking blow you? Would you like me to? Keep your eyes on mine. Don't come. Look at me. Look at me. Don't you fucking dare. What if I pout my shiny wet lips? My long, dark eyelashes fluttering over my bright, widened eyes as I look up at you like this? Gee, mister, you'd better not come. You'd better not. Look at me. Look at me. Eyes on mine. Stay with me. Hold it. Hold it. Oh, I know it's too much, sweetie. I know. I'm such a fucking vicious tease. I can't help it. It's just too much fun. To see the look on your face. When am I going to let you go? How long can I keep this up? Huh. How long can you possibly last? Here. Just a sec. Let me get back up on my feet so I can get a good look at your face twisting in desperate agony, trying to hold back a force more immense than anything you'd ever experienced up till now. A buzzing swarm of riled up sperm just waiting for their first chance to break free. You know that at the first, tiniest drop of your guard, they're just gonna punch their way right out of the head of your heavy dick. Every little muscle all the way up your shaft constricting so tightly, trying so hard to close off that passage, frantically trying to keep that goo in your balls, so desperate to keep it from just cascading into my soft hands. Oh, no, no, no. Don't try to get away from my stare. That hurts my feelings, sweetie. I'm just going to have to grab a fistful of your hair and pull you back to me. I'll have to hold you like this and work you with just one hand now, won't I? Up and down. Up and down. Oh, God, it's just too much to take. I can only imagine what you're going through. But hold on for me, okay? I know this is really mean, but I'm not going to let you come. I won't let you. Oh, oops. What was that? You liked that, didn't you? When I just dropped my eyes, pulling yours down to my cleavage? Huh. Sent another surge into that overloaded nutsack, didn't it? Want me to do it again? Maybe I will. We'll see. Settle for one of my sexy little winks for now. Oh, I did it again, didn't I? Another little shock to your balls. Oh. Can you think of any other little tricks I might have up my sleeve? How about when I gently take my glossy lower lip in my teeth? Turns you right the fuck on. Oh, no, no. Don't come. Should I say please? Pretty please? Please don't come. Uh-oh. No, 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 no. No, no. No, 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 don't do it. Oh my gosh. Wow. You came all over my dress. No, no, honey, don't be sorry. I'm not pissed at all. Actually, it was kind of hot.
Wow. I felt that like a fire hose splashing on me. Oh, that was so much fun. Wow. Oh, so did I do okay? Was that okay for you? Really? Aw, come on. The most incredibly erotic experience of your life. You're so full of crap. You really mean it? Come here. Oh. I love you so much. You do? Say it again. Now that I've totally drained you, you can just relax here with me for a while, sweetie. Take as long as you want to just wallow in this pleasant feeling. Oh, but when you're ready, you can get up and carry on with your day. Or you can simply drift off to sleep. I hope to see you again soon. Who knows what other wacky adventures we might have together. So long, sweetie. Call me.